Okay, Joey pals, this is Friday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance, presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts, the rock star dermatologist. Her office is at 35280 Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage. You can call for a free consultation, 346-4262. And she's also got a new show. I'm not sure. I don't have the details yet. I'll get them for you. But the website is WendyRobertsMD.com.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay, Joey pals, you've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. I love this because it's so easy. The name of the restaurant, then the address is 849 North Palm Canyon. And the website is the word 8, the number 4, the word 9.com. And the phone number is 325-8490. You can't get lost. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. They're at 200 South Palm Canyon Drive. The website is lulupalmsprings.com. Remember that Valentine's 4-course dinner at both the restaurants, Lulu and Aqua Rancho Mirage, for $54.99 a person. You need to make a reservation. Call 327-LULU. And last but not least, you got a $50 gift certificate to Peaks at the top of the tram. And that website is pstramway.com. Phone number is 325-4537. I may keep all of these. 849 Lulu's Aqua. Gosh. Do you have children, Valerie?
Have dog children.
Oh, yeah,
counts.
I'm not going there. We'd be here all day.
I do have fur babies.
Yes. Dan doesn't have children either, so we'll use Joey's three kids. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you if Valerie and I don't keep it. And we'll see you here in our beautiful studio in April when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. But thank you for making the show what you have 26 years. And when I started 26 years ago over at KPSI, 920 AM, were you there then, Valerie?
I started over at Mix 100.5, which is part of the KPSI family, right, in 93, I believe.
You were ahead of me then. I started in 95.
Yes, we were neighbors. You were the other studio over.
Yes. It went very quickly. But let me share, you'll love this, Joey pals. Valerie's here to talk about Animal Samaritans. And Valerie's last name is?
Katz. Yes, kind of perfect. It worked out.
K-A-T-T-Z.
Yes.
But it's radio. You can't see that. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Okay, tell us, darling, how long have you been at Animal Samaritans?
So I started at Animal Samaritans in August of 2019. I got out of radio in 2018. And, you know, I had always said, Joey, that if I ever left radio, which I was in for about 26 years, yes, that I would follow my other passion, which was working with animals. And I had started volunteering with different animal organizations for many years before I, you know, made that move to do that professionally. But I just feel so fortunate to have been able to have done two things that I've loved so much, yes, radio and now working with animals. But yes, I'm very happy at Animal Samaritans. It's a great group, and we're doing so much wonderful work to better the lives of not only animals here in the Coachella Valley, but people too.
That's where Sunny Cool Cat came from.
Oh, yeah.
These Animal Samaritans.
Awesome.
Tyler took me over there, and you'll love this story because you know all these people. Tyler's closest friend growing up was Cesare Bono.
Okay, yes.
Sonny's son until Chastity became a son.
Right.
Okay. And it was Cesare's birthday. I've forgotten it. It's in April. And Tyler said, let's go get you a kitty cat because our kitty from Animal Samaritans had died after 17 years or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we went over there, and it was Cesare's birthday, and Tyler went in. I don't go in because I would take them all.
Oh, that's the struggle. It's a real
and
struggle.
And he came out, and he said, I found you a perfect kitty.
Oh.
But it's a male. And I said, oh, I don't want a male cat. I don't want a male cat. I always had female, whatever that means. And he said, but Mom, today's Cesare's birthday, and the cat's name is Sunny. It's a sign.
It is. You had to do it.
And he is the best cat I've ever had. I'm Joey Pals, entertain yourselves for a second. I'm pulling up his picture.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Oh, look at him. Oh, and he's a redhead like us.
Yes,
a
he's
little
a
ginger
yellow
kitty.
Tabby with
I love
ginger.
It.
That's it. It was Kiss a Ginger Day.
Oh, perfect.
And I thought it was about him. It was about us redheads.
Yeah.
But he is the best. He had never seen a blade of grass. He'd lived there years at Animal Samaritans.
Yeah.
And I almost cry when I think about it. So what do they call animals and their people pets?
Right.
That's what you say.
Right.
So it really, oh, Nigel, you can't hear Nigel. I'll interpret. Near my birthday in November. Did I mention my birthday? Nigel's, say the name of the dog. What kind is it? Apple-headed, deer-legged chihuahua.
Oh, they are cute. Okay. They are cute
apple-headed,
little dogs.
Deer-legged chihuahua. Near my birthday, had six babies.
Oh.
And now Nigel's going to have a little Nigel at the end of May. So these beautiful paper dogs, I mean, they're pedigrees. He's finding good homes for them.
That's good.
Good people pets for the babies. How many? Do you still have all six, or are they?
They're all six.
They're still nursing or not?
No, just a couple, one more round of shots, and then that's it.
Oh, okay. So we know about people pets. Mm-hmm. What kind of animals do you have?
I have two rescues. My oldest is Pinky, and I adopted
cats,
her.
Dogs?
Oh, they're both dogs.
Okay.
And Pinky is a Chihuahua, maybe Jack Russell, who knows what. Adorable little white dog with the cutest little pout that you like. It just drives you crazy with that little face. And I adopted her when we were living in L.A., from a No Kill LA Best Friends adoption event. And then when I was living on the Gulf Coast in Mississippi a few years ago, I was volunteering at the Humane Society of South Mississippi, where I eventually ended up working, and met a little Boston Terrier named Willow. Just had to have her. And my oldest Boston passed away over the summer, and her name was Bella. And she lived to be about 13, close to 14. But
so hard.
So I have the two babies now. But I have my eye on one of the puppies right now at our shelter. So I'm going to go visit them again. I've been going over.
And Nigel has Chihuahua puppies.
Yes. Oh, they're so cute. I love Chihuahuas.
And a Boston. What does that mean?
Stop it. You have a Chihuahua and a Boston too?
Oh,
stop
Boston
it.
Terrier.
We're like twins. Okay, so my Boston is a Brindle Boston. Is yours black and white?
A black and white Boston and a Brindle Boston. Sunny, cool cat, and I don't care. Tell us what's going on over at Have you got a lot of kitties now, probably?
So we actually do have a good amount of cats, but we actually have a lot of puppies now. A lot. So we had a mommy that was raising three little puppies, and she just weaned them. And I think they're going in for their spay and neuter surgeries in about a week and a half. Mm-hmm. So they'll be ready towards the end of the month. And they're small dogs, kind of a Chihuahua mix.
Uh-huh.
We had another pregnant dog that just gave birth a couple of days ago, and she had seven puppies.
Oh my stars.
And then we took in another five puppies from CVAC. So that's a lot of puppies.
But we don't kill.
No, we are a no-kill shelter. So everyone that comes into our shelter is going to stay there either until they get adopted or until we can find another rescue for them, or just forever. You know, they can stay there as long as it takes. And if that means forever, then that's how long they'll be there. And we have one cat that looks a lot like yours, and she's another little kind of orange tabby, and she's our longest resident, and her name is Sunshine, and she came in as a little orphan kitten when she was about 2 or 3 days old, and one of our coworkers, our humane educator, Deanna Martinez, she fostered her.
How many years has she been?
She's been with us for, I think, about like 9 or 10 years,
yes.
So she's been with us for a long time. Deanna, not the kitten.
Yes.
The kitten has been with us now for 2 years. So it was a couple of years ago when she came in as a little orphan. And the reason she's been with us so long is because she has a problem with going to the bathroom. She kind of can't control it.
And that makes it older
exactly,
too. Yeah.
Yes.
Little and when it happens. Older it happens.
Exactly. But you know, other than that, she is a wonderful cat. She's playful and she's sweet and she loves attention and she's got her own big room and she's kind of a favorite.
Cat house over there.
Yes, she's got her own big cat house and you know, our volunteers and our staff members love on her every day. So she's kind of got it made right now, but ideally it would be best for her.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Yeah.
They actually have people come in to pet the dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Tell everybody where you are first of all.
Okay, so we have three locations. Our Animal Samaritans No Kill Shelter is located at 72307 Ramon Road, which is right there by Varner and Ramon, kind of near the In-N-Out. Our Thousand Palms Clinic is on Petland Place, right next to CVAC, the Coachella Valley Animal Campus. And then we have another veterinary clinic that is in Indio on Jackson Street. And that one, we're excited to announce, the one in Indio, is now open 7 days a week. And we're taking in urgent care appointments now, too. That's something that we've added.
There aren't a lot of places to go urgently.
You're right about that. So we are very glad that we have added that to our list.
Give me that when you leave, so I put it on my website.
I will definitely do that. But yeah, so we have the two low-cost veterinary clinics, and then we have the no-kill shelter. So three different locations.
Spay and neutering, Joey Pals. Mm-hmm. And microchipping.
And microchipping.
So important.
Urgent care now. And of course, you know, all of your regular vet visits, like vaccines and things like that. But we do have something else that's very exciting that we're working on, and that's our capital campaign, where we will be building a state of the art pet adoption and humane education center.
Say that again.
It's going to be
a state of the art
pet adoption, and humane education center. And if you've been to our Thousand Palms Veterinary Clinic, the one on Petland Place, you would notice that there's a big piece of desert land right next door to the right of our veterinary clinic, and we own that land.
Oh, good.
So what we're looking to do is build a huge pet adoption center and humane education center on that land, and we're hoping to break ground in December. We've been raising funds for that for a while now, so we're getting closer and closer. We do still have naming opportunities for that, for sponsorships for that building, but one of the reasons why that is so important is because our shelter is very small, the one we currently have. We cannot, you know, house that many animals there, and we need a bigger space.
Oh,
so we desperately need this larger animal shelter to help us take in more animals and save more lives.
Is that information up on animalsamaritans.org?
It is, yes, and there's a whole page for it. So if they go to animalsamaritans.org, they'll click on the tab that says Capital Campaign.
Good for you. Okay, people can come adopt. You can go into the, can you still do it the way we did it? You can go in where all the cats are.
Yes.
You have to wear your masks inside.
We do ask people to wear their mask. Since that shelter is fairly small, if we have a lot of people in, then we might ask somebody to wait a few minutes until, you know, we have less people in the building. But for the most part, yeah, you just come right in. The shelter hours are Monday through Saturday from 10 till noon or 1 until 4:30. And if you were looking to meet one of the pets, you could bring in your own pet and do a meet and greet, see how that pet gets along with your animal. It's a, you know, a good thing to do because you don't want to get some, you know, a pet
Sunny
home
cool
and then
cat
not
doesn't want any company. And tell us about your need for volunteers.
We absolutely need volunteers for many things: walking the dogs, helping clean, socializing the animals. If people want to volunteer, they can help at events, they can help at our clinics, and they can go to our email, volunteer@animalsamaritans.org, and we'll give them all the details. And then I did want to mention too that we have a fundraiser going on this month. It's our second annual Have a Heart for Homeless Pets fundraiser. We've got a $10,000 goal, and all of that money helps with Animal Samaritans life-saving programs. So you're going to be helping animals like Sunshine, you know, our longest resident, and of course, you know, all the ones that come in that might have serious medical needs. Maybe they've been injured. Well, we have to treat them, you know.
And they can't tell you.
I know, God. But if they want to donate to that, they can go to animalsamaritans.org/haveaheart.
All this in detail, along with pretty Valerie's picture, will be up on joeyenglish.com. She's going to try and join us in our animal segment on an ongoing Now You Know Where We Are.
Yes, I love your studio, by the way. It's so comfy in here. I love it.
I'll go to the dentist if it's near a restaurant. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, you'll come back. Okay, Joey pals, here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Get your daytimers out, Joey pals. Palm Springs says, amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of your vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant, and businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. That's Steve Canold. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com and 322-1247. For a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Our astrologer, Dana Haynes, is at astrologyworldnews.com. She wants you to know that we're under the sign of Aquarius. Happy birthday, Aquarians. You still have changes coming up this year that require intuitive awareness on your part. Desert Water Agency says if you need help paying your water bill, they have assistance available. Go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on things like grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient water heads. Register for DWA's regular webinars at dwa.org/60. Our wonderful Just Fabulous that has that adorable website, the letter B, so say bejustfabulous.com, has huge orders of books, gifts, cards and candles and more coming in. Go check it all out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's L-A-L-O Visions, want you to connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what February holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his beautiful office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone Lalo at 760-401-1810 or visit lalovisions.com. And finally, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center and Camelot Theaters have jazz on the second floor. It's back, heating up the upstairs open-air patio any Tuesday evening. So if you're interested in performing upstairs in their lounge, reach out and contact Tim. And here comes his email, tim@pscultural.org. And for everything else, just go to pscultural.org. Okay, Joey pals, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. We'll post it on my website, so always keep your day timers handy. Okay, Joey pals, Nigel and I will be right here on Monday waiting for you. Until then, you be well.